Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you, eagerly anticipating the schedule release of the NFL tonight like so many others?
Oh, yeah, I have a countdown clock in the house. I can't wait. Every 10 minutes it goes off and balloons get set free and confetti drops from the ceiling. It's amazing. You know what truly is amazing is we're going to find out, though, what the Steelers schedule is going to be for September through December before we find out when the hell the Penguins are going to be in the playoffs against the Islanders.
Yeah, I saw that. Why exactly is that? I thought that I saw that they're going to play on Sunday.
I did not see that. If that is true, then that's...
Well, I don't think it was. I don't think it was official, but I think it was somebody who said sources. You know, this and that and the other thing.
Yeah, they're... Well, I know that's one of the beliefs because NBC One's programming, and NBC would like a Pens Islanders matchup maybe 12:30 or 3 o'clock on Sunday, as opposed to a regular season game from somewhere else. It makes sense to start then. I would imagine if you're the Penguins, you'd rather start Monday so you could get about 7,000 more fans in the seats.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about those games, and of course, now that there is the changes maybe coming to the capacity and stuff. I mean, if the Penguins go deep in the playoffs, it's conceivable they could be playing almost in front of a full crowd, a full arena, right?
Wouldn't that be amazing? And maybe they even throw out the outdoor screen for a little bit, although I don't know, that might be going too far. But yeah, it would be fun. It's going to be cool. It's been nice to be at the arena just to have some fans so you can hear spontaneous noise again. Now you'll actually hear fans that might drown out the woos and you just hear more applause.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that would be pretty cool is if they could get to a point where they're playing, and they have a full arena again and just sort of make it feel like it's normal, you know, back to normal.
Agreed. It would be amazing to be able to see, you know, if there's a gold out or a gold rush with the gold T-shirts or a white out. I mean, it would be, yeah, I look forward to those days, and it seems like they're going to be here sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I think that's that should be pretty cool. Now the Pirates, obviously, outdoors, they should be able to have bigger crowds, even sooner. But then again, it's one thing to be able to be allowed to do it, but you've got to be able to do it. And I don't know right now if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know without some of these players that are fan favorites, and there aren't many on the roster. But yeah, I don't know what they're doing to help the people selling tickets with the way they've performed here and some of the people they're putting on the field. Yeah, it's not been pretty, but hey, Ke'Bryan Hayes might be back hopefully by early June, and you get Colin Moran back and maybe a little better baseball. Maybe.
Maybe. I was going through this today, and look, I get it. Day game after night game and all that, and, you know, rest programs and the whole nine yards, right? But your pitching staff today was basically told by the way the lineup was set that they would have to throw a shutout to have a chance to win. I mean, did you see the lineup today, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kai Tom leading off, 149 average. Newman, 208. Evans, 216, and he actually got hurt. Polanco, 200. Gonzalez, 216. Defoe, He's your big bat in the lineup. 250. Gamel, 100. Perez, 114. That's the lineup they ran out there today.
You know, the lineup they put out Sunday, I think everybody, including myself, scoffed at, and they somehow scored six runs, so maybe they kept challenging themselves to see how much more of tweaks they could make to the lineup and still win. Yeah, it's a bad group, let's be honest. I mean, their talent is at lower levels, and, you know, if you're Derek Shelton, what are you to do? I mean, it's not like you have a ton of great options. You keep rolling through players in the outfield and dealing with injuries to a couple of key players, and now Brian Reynolds has some kind of lower body thing that he's working through. So, yeah, it's just not a good situation. After that team miraculously was over 500, what, at 12-11? And some people started freaking out that all the people were wrong, and, you know, and they put out the take this haters tweet, and since then it hasn't been good.
No, it has. I mean, I think, you know, we all knew. I mean, that's really what happens. And I think that's the big thing, is it becomes a point where, you know, in baseball, 162 games, just it doesn't lie. Eventually, you know what I mean? It figures out who you are.
Right. And it doesn't – and they haven't fooled anybody by this year. I mean, it's not like they came out and thought that they were going to be this great team. I mean, they pretty much did everything but say that they were going to stink because they're developing and that they traded away their best players – to have a better team in the future. That's their plan. Will it come to fruition? We'll find out. But, yeah, for anyone that wasn't expecting this or thought that, you know, media people were just hating on this team, it just doesn't have a ton of talent. It's not that they're not trying, but they just don't have talent compared to other big league teams.
No, they don't. Absolutely. Now, getting back to the Steelers, I keep hearing people talk about the, you know, idea that the Steelers have the toughest schedule in the league. And, you know, I guess by record they do. But Jeff, how does anybody know who's got the toughest schedule till all the games are played?
Yeah, it's funny. A few years ago, the Steelers won the division. I can't remember which year it was. And Art Rooney made this statement about it. Well, we're facing the toughest schedule. And then there was kind of a comma after, but you never know what could happen in a season. And that's the reality. I mean, there are teams, you look at teams now and you say, well, you got to play this division winner and that division winner. But one team could lose a quarterback. Another one could have some other injury. And another one could have just, you know, played out of their skin last year and really aren't that good. I mean, you just don't know until you play the games. You know this, you're going to face a challenging schedule because the top three teams in the division, Steelers included, are all playoff worthy teams. And, you know, because of the fact, obviously, that they won the division, they're going to play other division winners. But even if they had finished second or third, you're going to face good teams in the AFC. We'll find out what the season holds. But, you know, people can look at the Steelers the same way. When they were 11-0, there was this. The second, you know, last six games of the season, there was something quite different. So you just don't know how a season's going to play out or when you catch one of these teams.
Did you find it interesting, Jeff, that they're 6-point underdogs for their first game against Buffalo? That tells you, you know, maybe as much about what people think about the Steelers as it does what they think about Buffalo.
Yeah, I think you're right on both counts. Yeah, I think there's question marks about the Steelers. There's a ton about Roethlisberger, especially nationally. You have a new offensive coordinator. You're replacing some pieces on that offensive line, which I don't know if that's a negative. I think that's a positive. And every roster is replacing people. But, man, Buffalo is they're the darling right now. They were towards the end of last year. They made it to the title game. I mean, they're the team that everybody's excited about. They've got a good young quarterback. They've made good choices in the draft. They've got a good all-around team, and they've got a fan base that's crazy to finally win a championship. So, you know, the two teams up by the lake are the ones that are going to have the most hype. But will they be able to handle all of that and deal with injuries this year? That will be the question, because so many people are thinking Buffalo and Cleveland could be the two teams in the AFC title game, or if not, at least giving Kansas City a run.
Right. I mean, I think the thing about Cleveland, obviously, is they've got to be able to show that they're able to live up to the expectations. That's not always easy for teams that aren't used to winning, is it?
No, and I was up in Cleveland a couple of weeks ago, and I'm telling you, every show, I mean, it's Super Bowl this, our time that, you know, it's time for the other teams in the division to feel our wrath. And it's, you know, it's all about the Browns. And, hey, I get it. When you haven't won a championship in a long time, you grab onto something. You have hope. And you see what this team did, especially what it did in the playoffs at Heinz Field. But, man, they still have to do it. They still have to get over that hump. And they still have a couple of players that I think are question marks in huge games. Let's see if they can do it. They've improved. Their roster's better. And they obviously have a really good offense. But it's one thing to be good on paper. It's another to get it all done on the field.
Yeah, it's basically really important, too, to understand that you have to go win. You know, all those expectations don't mean a thing if you don't win.
Right. And what happens when you don't? Let's say the Browns start 2-4. Like, can they overcome that? Or will the pressure from everybody that had the expectations just drown this team? I'm not saying they would. Obviously, we don't know what their schedule is going to be. But let's say they have a slow start, or the Bills have a slow start. Will they be able to overcome that as well? That's something that they will, you know, have to go through.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's always going to be interesting to see if the Browns can figure it out, and usually they can't. So, although they did last year against the Steelers, Jeff?
Yes, they did. And hey, I'm not going to downplay their talent. They've got huge talent. But it's the same for Kansas City. You know, Andy Reid. When is Andy Reid finally going to win it? When he won it, then you can kind of validate everything. But until that point, he had a big glaring omission on his resume. And I think the whole organization in Cleveland has that right now. As good as Stefanik had in his first year, and as good as Mayfield played and all the other stuff they have going on, they got to do it.
Jeff, well, you know, hopefully the countdown clock is a little bit closer, and you can get together some adult beverages and get ready to sit down and watch the most entertaining show on TV.
I tell you what, NFL are masters at creating something out of nothing. It's
isn't it incredible? In fact, our friend Mark Cabali just tweeted out the NFL is the only league that could make a huge deal out of a schedule release, considering we already know all the opponents.
Yeah, he's right. And yet, let's check out tomorrow and see what their ratings are. I bet you they're better than some of the television shows.
There's no question. In fact, I bet you, I don't know if, I'm sure there's live NBA games on and NHL games. This might actually do better numbers than those.
That'll be cool to see tomorrow. Well, I'll do a story on that tomorrow on the website.
All right, my man. Be good, Jeff.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks. That's Jeff Hathorn. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.